Lesson 7. Outcomes. Identify hazards at illicit laboratories. Recognize illegal hazmat dumps. Describe hazardous materials' response during and after natural disasters. Other criminal activities and natural disasters. In addition to terrorism, other criminal activities and the damage from natural disasters are unique hazardous materials incidents. The most common are as follows. Illicit labs. Illegal hazmat dumps. Hazmat release due to natural disasters. Illicit labs. Illicit laboratories may be used to manufacture drugs, explosives, biological weapons such as ricin, or chemical warfare agents. Drug labs, in particular, can be found virtually anywhere, from hotel rooms and private residences to portable labs in vehicles and campgrounds, figure 25.77. These labs can be extremely hazardous and, if you discover one, you should stop, get out, and report it to authorities immediately. The following are clues that may indicate an illicit laboratory. Laboratory glassware in unusual locations. Large quantities of household chemicals and pharmaceuticals. Hot plates. Unusual odors in unexpected places such as hotel rooms. Unusual uses of common materials such as coffee filters, water bottles, coffee grinders. Increased security such as barred windows. Unusual traffic patterns such as pedestrian and vehicular. Unusual behavior and suspicious activity. Personal protective equipment such as gloves, masks. Disinfectants. Table 25.7 provides key indicators of different illicit lab types. While there may be some similarities between lab types, the clues may add up overall to indicate one type of lab. Illegal hazmat dumps. Illegal chemical dumps may occur in any jurisdiction. Some illegal disposers may consider lawful disposal too expensive or complicated. In other cases, the disposers may have used the materials in illicit labs or other illegal activities. Some chemical dump sites may have existed years before any regulations prohibited such actions. Depending on the chemicals involved and the location of the site, discovery of an illegal dump may be considered an emergency. However, first responders may be the first person called to the scene. Legal dump sites may be expensive to clean up, and cleanup often requires state/provincial and/or federal/national involvement. Frequently, illegal dumps pose the following significant problems and hazards. Unlabeled containers. Disposers may have removed chemicals from their original containers or labels. Identification information may have been deliberately removed as well. Mixed chemicals. Containers and dump sites may have many different, and potentially incompatible chemicals, mixed together, making hazard and risk assessment difficult. Aged chemicals. Many chemicals become unstable when subjected to age and weathering in outside climates. Environmental contamination. When chemicals are dumped in ponds, streams, rivers, wetlands, and lakes, environmental contamination becomes a serious issue. Even if chemicals are not dumped in a body of water, leaking drums and other containers can pose a threat to groundwater sources. Hazmat during and after disasters. Natural disasters, such as floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes, can create hazmat incidents. For example, flood waters may move containers of all shapes, sizes, and contents, figure 25.78. Floods can float tanks off foundations and sweep away entire chemical storage yards. Some containers may release their contents into the flood waters, and dead animals may also be present. Tornadoes and earthquakes may damage containers, rip up piping, or move containers around. Large-scale events, such as hurricanes, can cause problems with massive quantities of abandoned household hazardous waste, such as refrigerators with Freon cannot be taken to the local landfill, figure 25.79. Industries may be affected and experience chemical or oil spills. After the disaster, many hazardous materials containers may not be correctly placarded or labeled, resulting in identification difficulties. Problems created by natural disasters may overwhelm local response capabilities. On-scene conditions may also limit defensive and offensive actions. Know who and how to call for assistance, and keep in mind the need to follow all hazardous waste rules for disposal of orphaned hazardous materials. In many cases, federal help will be needed and available. Include consideration of potential disasters in your pre-incident surveys and pre-planning.